Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome to the show. This is Debbie Dashinger, and this is Dare to Dream Radio. And I'm going to be sharing about intuition today. I'm interviewed all the time, and I'm known out in the world as a success and media expert. And media specifically because I have authors come to me and I turn their books into international bestsellers. And I also do privates and workshops for people about how to message themselves, how to articulate who they are and what they do and what their brilliance is out into the world so they get results. What I love most of all when I'm interviewed is going on a theme show. I like having a theme that I can address. I also happen to like challenge and change. So for me, having something to look at, talk about specifically, makes it interesting. Well, I happen to have done an interview this week where I was interviewed about the subject of intuition. And I thought it was a profound time with the host. So I thought, let me take this further into my show because I love intuition. It's one of the things I can rely on all the time in my life, always there for me, always guides me, frankly, always right. So logic, don't know so much about. Could be right, could be wrong, it could be reasonable, but intuition, it seems to have a knowledge without proof. This I love, right? It forces you to go to a space and a place, especially if you're controlling or worrying, to have a faith in something. And later on in the show, I'm going to be bringing on Linda and Nick Martin. Very excited to talk to this couple. They're doing big work out in the world. And we're going to be talking about the vision and message of ego spiritualism. So you want to stay tuned as Dr. Nick Martin and Reverend Linda Martin share their wisdom, experience, and strategies to transform your life. Two voices reside within each of us. Ego and spirit, they say, the one you listen to will profoundly impact your life for better or worse. So, intuition. So what is intuition? It's really the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. It's a hunch, right? It's a feeling. It's in your bones. It's in your belly. And it's like acquiring knowledge, as I said, without proof or evidence or conscious reasoning. Steve Jobs called it intuition more powerful than intellect. And it's different from thinking. It's different from logic or analysis. It's a knowing without knowing. It is direct perception of truth, fact. Albert Einstein said the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. So you can play with intuition. Look for how often coincidences or surprising connections and on-the-dot intuitions occur in your daily life. And in other words, if you do that, you're going to start to tap into your intuition. I'll tell you about not listening to intuition. It's happened to me when I'm driving. One time, for instance, I got off the freeway. Live in Los Angeles, 405 freeway, need I say more? Got off the freeway, coming home, I know exactly the route, and all of a sudden I heard, no, turn right at this major street. Well, my logic took over and went, right at this major street, that's going to take me a little off course, I'll have to go around the corner and I should go straight. No, turn right at this street. Well, I chose to listen to logic rather than choosing to listen to the intuition. What happened was I drove forward past that intersection and right into a mess. There were police there. There had been a major accident. And I sat and I sat and I sat. And of course, what happens then? There's a little letter that gets written to us when we do that. Dear you, told you so. Told you so. Love your intuition. And boy, was it right. So in those moments, it's like, yeah, 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 you just got to surrender. How else can we surrender? We can listen to our body. Boy, does our body know the truth. Our body is an amazing barometer. It's a radar in a sense. We know when we start feeling tense. I tell people all the time, especially sensitives, you know, most of the time it doesn't even belong to you. You're just perceiving what is there. And what belongs to the collective unconscious or to other people in the room or space or city. And intuitive people learn to tune into their bodies and to heed their gut feelings. You know, it's a great gift, and it needs to be noticed, listened to, rather than ignored. Successful people always say, I don't know why I did that. It was just a hunch, but it really worked out, right? Hasn't that happened to you? Oprah Winfrey says, often intuition will direct you. If it feels right, it's probably right. It's probably right. I do this in my coaching sessions. I work with people all the time on books, on radio, on being interviewed, where the interviews are. And yes, it's tech and strategy. Isn't that awesome to impart that information? And don't people benefit? You bet. Where is the real magic? When I rely on my intuition and give them messages, who they are, why they're here, and when we start to work in that realm, wow, is that miraculous and exciting. It also happens when I interview, for instance, when I'm on the red carpet or when I do a live stream event and I'm the on-camera host and I'm speaking to the camera. I don't have a script. This is me tapping into whoever is leading that workshop and being their spokesperson for the greater good, the real liaison. But I have to go, in a way, to a very positive unconscious space that is intuitive in order to know what to say and get out of the way. And decisions. How do we make our best decisions? Well, it's a balance, really. It's a balance of intuition, which serves to bridge the gap between instinct and reasoning and rational thinking. And we can honor and call upon all of these tools and seek balance. The other way we can use intuition and how intuition works for us is we connect deeply with others. We pay attention. And one of the ways to access intuition, downtime. We must have plenty of downtime. Why? Time alone, solitude, gives rise to creative thinking, opens us up to connect to our deepest inner wisdom. And really, being alone allows us to reconnect with ourselves. And if energetically we are a part of everything and everything, including Source, all that is God, Goddess, is a part of us, then reconnecting with ourselves is reconnecting with the all that is connecting and allowing the intuition to come through. You know, creative people are highly intuitive. When you think about it, they go into the zone, the space. You think about an artist who loses all time or a child who's drawing or making something, and they don't know about time going by. They're so there. They're so deeply connected to what they're doing. And another way we can access and allow more intuition, you know, intuition's already there. It's been knocking at the door, but the more you don't trust it and shut it down, it starts going, oh, well, you know, I'm here, but like, let me know when you're ready, because I've been ready. So practice mindfulness, meditation, and other mindfulness practices. They really help filter out the noise and the mental chatter. So what you can do is notice. Just start to notice. You can keep a journal and notice when odd, neat things start to happen. They're happening for you, by the way. They're never against you. They're always for you. Sonia Coquette said, intuition doesn't tell you what you want to hear. It tells you what you need to hear. Here's what I know. Your heart always knows things that your mind can't explain. And in the midst of confusion, what you can do is follow your intuition. And if you ask it a question, by the way, it's really not fair to say, I want to know this or what course of action should I take, and insist or expect that within a moment's notice you're going to get information, really kind of in God's time. Let it reveal itself to you, and it will, and it often does and will, clearly and quickly. In the midst of confusion, follow your intuition. Your intuition is the most honest friend you will ever have, and the intuitive mind is where true genius resides. Intuition, it's a gift. It needs nurturing, not ignoring. And when you listen to the inward voice and bravely obey that, life-changing. Life-changing. So allow your intuition to be what it be in your life. It is your true best friend. The Martins are here on the show, and they've been married for 38 years and have three grown daughters. The books in their trilogy, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within, represent a synergy of their professional work and personal life missions. They say, we have learned from each other that human and spiritual healing can occur when ego energy is brought into balance, and we truly know that God is love, life, energy, and you. Dr. Nick Martin is a licensed psychologist, social worker, and certified school psychologist who has worked in clinical, university, public school, and private school settings as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant for 30 years. Reverend Linda Martin is a metaphysician, certified Reiki master teacher, spiritual healer, color, sound practitioner, and spiritual medium. She is founder of Dove of Light Healing Ministry in Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania. Find out more at egoandspirit.info. Linda and Nick, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks a lot for letting us be on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have both of you. Really liked your books, by the way, and kudos to you. It's clear reading your book, The Care, The Love. You care about people. You have to care about people to put this kind of information at this level into three different books. So how was this process of putting the books together for you?
good question. well, thank you, first of all, for your kind words. You know, we understand that we are part of the whole, and as we care for ourselves and, you know, others, it will extend outward. But the writing of these books was something that unfolded over a period of time and started with Nick writing the book Ego Therapy. He wrote that book over about 14 years, a period of time, which he'll probably share a little bit about that with you in a little while. And it was during this time that I went forth to get my doctorate in metaphysics and become an ordained minister and started my healing practice. And so as we moved forward in this journey of Nick writing about the ego and then me being starting to understand more about this egoic energy, I started to see it at work within clients, and we, you know, of course, we saw it initially within ourselves, and you know how it was at work. And so, the more I began to understand it and see it, when Nick and I began talking about this on a regular basis, we came to write the book Ego Spiritualism. We just felt there was a need for the work that we do to blend together, to come to understand who we are as spiritual beings having a human egoic experience and how necessary it was for our own evolutionary path, for evolutionary growth, to understand this human energy, which is the ego, to understand what it is, that it's not a one-size-fits-all energy. It's unique and diverse in each and every one of us. It helps to refine who we are as a human being. And so we came to write the book Ego Spiritualism, which explains a bit more about this. And then we came to really understand that the ego, the energy of ego, it's as if it has a voice within us. It leads people. People tend to live through their ego unconsciously. They're unaware that it's the ego that's affecting them and leading them.
You know, on page 38 of Ego Spiritualism, the book you're talking about, you write that there are no boundaries to the presence of God. However, many people have the subtle implication that God has preference for particular places and people. So talk about that. How can we ultimately come to know the life that God is?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a wonderful question. It's understanding that the life of God is within every single thing. It's not limited. It's not just for some and not others. It's not for particular parts of the world and not others. And when we say every single thing, we don't just mean human beings. The life of God is the life of creation. It is the energy of love of creation. And this God energy is part of who we are, and we are within this energy of God.
I would just add to that that, in fact, there was a blog we just did called God is Not a Who. And the idea is that so much of what's gone on in understanding God has been through a human frame. And all this human frame does is give human characteristics to God that often create a boundary, a barrier, a misunderstanding of the love that God is within our being and all beings, the life that God is within all beings, and the energy that God is within all beings. And as a result, it kind of alters our true grasp. And the preferences idea is a human thing. It's a human notion that there would be preferences. And then conflicts, disagreement across religions over time have often been the substance or the rooted in those challenges to each other of what those preferences are, what they should be. And unfortunately, we haven't, I believe we will, eventually get around to understanding that that has often been shaped by the human frames that came about, and that the notion of God really predates human ideas, human consciousness, human conceptions about God, and that's what love, life, and energy was. All of that was here way before we were here.
Well, Nick, let me ask you this, because you write about the Buddha speaking to human suffering, and with that in mind, what is addiction, physical, behavioral? Why do we use addiction to cope?
Well, I think that addiction often is a appeal to the neurology for many people who are good, well-meaning, intelligent beings, but the addiction sometimes can be a means by which they try to cope through with their suffering that they are wrestling with. I don't want to narrow it down to, because people come to addiction in all different ways and have all different purposes. I know in our book we talk about when people are dealing with what I call lower ego vulnerability, sometimes the addiction is a means by which they can gain distance from their sense of vulnerability. It's as if they don't have to feel the pain, the difficulty, the challenges life brings to them as a result of the it's a form of medication, as you probably already know, that people often resort to do the work of trying to create distance from both physical and psychological pain. And it does work temporarily in the short term, but unfortunately it's got much larger negative downside in the long term.
Right, because it numbs somebody out, and then they suffer over the addiction on top of what they're originally suffering over. So it's a terrible spiral that people get into. And I understand that most addicts are actually some of the most sensitive, creative people on the planet. It's just often they're walking around the planet so raw, they often will use substance to numb some of that.
I think that's so true, and I think what happens is when somebody is very sensitive, they're very open to, as you were speaking about intuition, you know, you're very open to the other energies around you. And when you begin to feel other energies and you're not quite understanding what's occurring, it can be uncomfortable. You know, you're taking on maybe sadness or other issues that are occurring in the collective consciousness, because we truly are one. You know, we are connected through this energy. And until we really understand what that means, we're going to continue to suffer in different ways.
You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can find me at DebbieDashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with the Martins about what ego therapy actually is and why it's so unique. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of R. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of R.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Linda and Nick Martin. The Martins have been married for 37 years and have three grown children. They have a trilogy of books out that represent a synergy of their professional work and personal life missions. You can learn more about them at egoandspirit.info. Linda, Nick, in your book, you mentioned that you have a contract together for your relationship. I just mentioned you've been married for 37 years. Do you mind sharing what your contract is?
Well, sure. I think as we grew, you know, we're not the same people today as we were when we got married. Actually, it's 38 years now. 38 years ago.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
But, you know, we have certainly grown and evolved within ourselves and together, and it brought us to the awareness that, you know, it's kind of a soul contract that I think what we all have with various people, with various situations in our lives. I believe that we all are connected on a soul level, and when we allow ourselves to open our hearts to this realization that we came here to follow our plan, and that Nick and I, our plan was to join together in this work that we're doing, and also to raise our family and, you know, do the other things that we've done in life. But, one of the big things that, for me, when I first, before I actually met Nick, but I saw him, I literally heard, I believe it was one of my spirit guides, say to me, "That's him, that's the one."
Wow.
And then it was about a week later, I actually had the chance to meet him. So it was interesting, and I always had this feeling that, you know, we're here together for a reason. And so, you know, we're just living out what we came here to do.
I just would add that when I think about the contract and we discuss it and describe it in the book, Ego Spiritualism, part of it is that there's an understanding, and sometimes it's a quiet understanding, that we start with a person who has great potential, and we both have that, but we need to work with each other, and we need to build upon that. That we were never finished products, even in the when we met each other, but we needed to allow ourselves to grow from each other and with each other. And I think sometimes people often understand that that's part of the transaction, that it's not as much about finding Mr. or Miss Right mm-hmm. as it is developing and understanding that within each of those persons that they can bring to the forefront and share and grow and move beyond where they started.
Right.
And so I think that's a part of it that needs to be understood from our vantage point.
Yeah, I love the fact that you guys have a contract and that you show up to fulfill your contract with each other and for each other. And for me, it's very apparent. And you're both so different. I can really feel the differences in mm-hmm. you, and yet so complementary. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea, you know, of your sort of massive educational background, Nick, and then for Linda, this incredible ability that you have, these gifts that you were given. And what a really neat compliment to talk about ego and spirituality and healing the whole self. So let's move into ego therapy. Why is ego therapy unique? What kind of people come to you for it?
Okay, ego therapy is actually a self therapy, and it's a therapy in which you are able to work on healing your ego from within rather than from without. And the reason for that is over the years that I had worked in a clinical setting, my teachers being my clients, had taught me that there were many key areas of life that were actually mirrors to how they were doing in their lives, whether it was their ability to love themselves and like themselves as they are, whether it was their ability to form healthy, close relationships with their partner or spouse or their children or parents and so on, whether they were to achieve using their potential and come to know their purpose, whether they were able to grow their mind in healthy ways that allowed them to grow beyond the place they were in when they began, whether they were able to deal with change that life brings us in healthy, productive ways, dealing with conflict in constructive rather than destructive ways, and the ability to know the difference between genuine happiness and something that we refer to as pseudo-happiness, that so many of these places people were wrestling with. And not just people in the clinical setting, but people out there, you know, who maybe didn't come into the clinical setting, but their lives were affected by just where things were going on with those things. And over a period of time, one thing after a six-year period when I was working in the clinical setting, the big light bulb thing came on where I said, it's the ego. It's the ego energy. It's having this major, major effect. It's like the fuel within our being that's at work that affects how those things happen in those areas I just mentioned. And the next several years after coming to that awareness, I began to try to work on unearthing, okay, what are the nuances of this energy? How does it look different for different people in different places? And that was part of the 14-year process of really trying to work hard at trying to get it as right as I could, trying to get down the truth of ego, because I truly believe that this energy is at work. I think it was at work even in the writings of Buddha, in the words of Jesus, in the words of Muhammad. The second meaning of jihad is the struggle against oneself. And even more later day writers on consciousness teaching, be they Eckhart Tolle or Wayne Dyer, ego is a very, very pervasive, very profound part of our being, and it affects us so much. So the emphasis is on getting that part of the understanding together. But then the third part was really the work that Linda mentioned earlier, being healthy and being well and undertaking ego therapy. And I'll talk a little bit about ego medicine in a few seconds, but also needed to be complemented by the ability to access our divine energy.
It's also important to realize many teachers before us have talked about the need to dissolve the ego, you know, to overcome the ego or get rid of the ego. And what we have found and seen and truly believe is that the ego is part of our human energy. It's who we are as a human being. And if we are trying to overcome something that is a part of us, first of all, it's sending a very unhealthy message to people to think that there's something so negative within you that you need to get rid of it. It's not that the ego itself is negative. It's that if it's not in a healthy place, it can be a negative energy within you. But that doesn't mean we cannot heal this energy. We need to come to understand it and use ego medicine so that we can come to heal the ego and embrace all that we are as a human being.
So what is ego medicine?
Look, ego medicine is the primary approach to undertaking the process of ego therapy, and it really involves three equally important aspects. The first is something we kind of touched upon, which is understanding what ego is and what it is not. There's been a lot of things written about ego that fail to really touch upon this energy, what it really is and it is not. For example, Linda mentioned that it's something that people tend to think is only being negative, but yet it can be quite healthy and it can be quite positive and it can be our friend in our journey in dealing with those many key life areas I mentioned earlier. Your ego energy is really trying to help you survive. And when it's in a healthy, balanced place, it is really working with you in dealing with relationships, in dealing with change and conflict and growing your mind and all those wonderful places that fill up our lives. When it is imbalanced, when the energy becomes distorted or in its power, in its flexibility or its vulnerability, we start to gain distance from that healthiness, and we become very, very, very human and very non-spiritual. We begin to be really at a distance from the love, life, and energy God is. The third book, The Two Voices Within, there are a number of roles that we've brought to light to sort of reveal this is what happens when that energy becomes imbalanced. People become the racist. People become the sexist. People become the religious extremist and so on. All the anger and destructiveness that comes when people start to live within those kinds of roles. They aren't conscious of it. They are good people. They are well-meaning people. They are intelligent people many times. But the egoic energy is so dauntingly pervasive and powerful that it overwhelms that consciousness of it. And that's part of the ego medicine, is to understand firstly, what it is, what it is not.
And can you give us the other two pieces, what they are?
The second part is to tune into your specific ego energy, because it's distinctive. Mm-hmm. My energy is different from yours, from Linda's, and so on. And so we talk about being able to tune in and get to know your specific ego energy. And we give lots of examples in our books of whether it's a power thing or a flexibility issue or a vulnerability issue. And so tuning into your ego energy is the second part. And then the third part is being able to use ego-related, reality-based thinking in our mind and to often replace the ego-related, non-reality-based thinking that fills up our ego space, as we call it, whether it's attitudes, prejudices, values, irrational beliefs. Sometimes our minds are populated with those kinds of thoughts that we don't know we're thinking, but are at work, and then they they're sort of like the equivalent of a computer virus. When that virus takes over the computer, it begins to gum up the works, and we don't function in our thoughts, in our behaviors, in our feelings, even our physiology as well as we could. But if we can remove that through replacing it with the ego-related reality-based thinking, things get better, and they get better naturally, because truth is very powerful. When we're living it humanly and spiritually, It's almost like we automatically and naturally go into a wonderful, healthy place in our lives.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be using one of the Martins' books, this will be a surprise to them, as a divining guide. We're going to find out what the message is for you, listeners, today by opening the book and trusting what page is given to us. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter at Debbie Dashinger and stay right there. I'll be right back.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
So here's the thing. While I was reading the books that the Martins wrote, I found that the one called The Two Voices Within, Balancing the Energies of Ego and Spirit to Enhance Your Life, it struck me as a divining book. And I realized, because of the way the book is laid out, that I didn't have to read it in a linear fashion. So I would take it to the gym, and I would literally let it open up on a page and inform me for that day what it was I needed to pay attention to. So I thought it would be fun, and a big surprise to them, of course, that we might all put our energies right now, because time is a continuum, right? Time is happening at any moment. And so let's ask their book for our message for today and open the book and trust what page is given to us. So let's just put our energies right now, and I'll be the conduit for all of us. Okay, and I'm opening the book, and I'm letting it... Got it. This is interesting. So, getting fully out of the way, what opened up was the high-maintenance partner. And it says, the high-maintenance partner requires frequent acknowledgement, acceptance, and approval from his partner. There are lots of feelings of insecurity and self-doubt that drive him towards those needs. He is very sensitive to signs of rejection and can readily find them in his partner's thoughts, words, and deeds, even those that are quite normal and innocent. Often, his partner may have to engage in some form of damage control to help him know he is still loved and has not been abandoned. Of course, this is then broken down into what the ego's voice is specifically about the high-maintenance partner, and then what spirit's voice is specifically about the high-maintenance partner. I want to open this up to you, Linda and Nick, and just see, is there anything you want to add that this would come up in this moment that you might want to share with the listeners?
Debbie, I'm going to tell you, earlier today, about 2 hours ago, I was thinking about the high-maintenance partner. And I was thinking about the, maybe as an example possibly for the show or program, of what happens when people who are high-maintenance partners, what do they think that they need to realize they're thinking that's affecting their partner? And a lot of times there is this rejection thinking. They expect their partner to reject them, and they don't realize that that's going on. And as a result, they begin to get caught up in this non-reality-based thinking about what their partner is saying, what their partner is doing, what their partner wants to do. And they often require their partner to kind of prop them up emotionally and to say, no, that's not happening, you know, we're good, and all that other stuff, because this is a good example of higher ego vulnerability energy at work. This person who has lots of trouble with their human vulnerability and their human imperfection. And so because they haven't come to terms with that, they see weakness in themselves that they believe others may prey upon, including the rejection from their partner. So I find it amazing. This was about an hour and a half ago. I was thinking about this. Just thinking about it. And I was like, this is a great example. So it's just great that you pulled that.
Now you know it was Nick's energy that channeled into the book.
That's unreal.
And anybody else who listened who resonated with that, you know, and I love this. I even thought with my clients, I could let them know I'm picking out your book, and if they want to just get a response to something or a little more guidance on something. Mm-hmm. But what I really love is, and so the listeners know too when they get your book, that, you know, there's everything that's broken down that goes on within us, and then we hear the ego voice, and that's kind of the survivor, the struggler, the sufferer, and it talks to that, and why it's so hard, and why it employs this particular modality of being. And then it shifts into spirit's voice, which for me was the voice of love around this, and the way to heal it and release it and transform it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. The, you know, the ego, if it's not in a healthy place, it's going to work from fear. And the spirit is always there waiting to assist us, waiting to work with us, waiting to help us heal. But we cannot hear the voice of spirit until we help the ego voice come into a place of balance within ourselves, and then the two can merge together as one.
Hmm. And part of the book was to try to get people to have an insight as to if these, you know, it sounds very mysterious, it sounds very abstract, it sounds very hard to get. What do you mean by voices? And that's why the voices were put into words that of what they're saying. If you're living, if that person is living in the high maintenance partner role, you don't know it. I'm talking about the high maintenance partner, but you don't know if this is what ego is saying to you, and you're clinging to. In the name of your survival, it's an unhealthy form of survival, but it's the best you're able to do until you can realize that this is what's going on. And then, instead of ego's voice playing out through your relationship with your partner, that you can start to speak with your voice. And the your voice part is when you know that it's now you; it's not ego talking. And Linda, I know, has done some focused ego meditation that centers exactly on that. When it's available on our website right now, that allows people to know when they are speaking truly with their voice, and they can know the difference between what your voice, a healthy, imbalanced, egoic energy at work, you're speaking with your voice. It's not ego's voice anymore. It's ego's voice when it's imbalanced and it's unhealthy, and then it weakens and it creates those different roles. The roles in that book are all about things that we've run into. We've run into the people who are dictators. We've run into people who are narcissists and victims and sadists and sociopaths and so on, because the egoic energy is working through all of those people living in those roles.
Yeah, the higher ego vulnerability energy, that was a really particularly interesting for me, because it had the overachiever, where I really resonated quite a bit, and a little bit the perfectionist, and a little bit the stressed out person. So I loved reading that. And anyway, y'all have to see, there's a lot of chapters here: control freaks, exploiter, independent, bully, victim, martyr, dependent, depressive, underachiever, conformist, masochist, authoritarian, racist, religious extremist, love elitist, sexist, and more and more and more. So you can also use this, either read it straight through or just check it out in any way you like to get some information for the day of the week. And let me ask you guys quickly here before we go to break, if you could go back on a personal level, if you could go back and say anything, Linda, to your 16-year-old self now, what would it be? What would you say to your 16-year-old self?
Wow, that's really a profound question. Because when I think of myself at 16, I kind of would say to her, you know, don't worry so much about how you think you are presenting yourself to the world. You know, it all works out. Everything is happening for a reason. You know, I think of my 16-year-old self. I mean, I was a 16-year-old teenager, you know, and probably not the most, patient person, probably not the most enlightened person for sure at that age. So, I would just kind of give myself the assurance that I am all I need to be, that I am enough just as I am, and to honor who I am. Right here, right now, because I think that was probably part of where I was, what I was living through at that time, feeling
right.
I needed to be more.
And I guess I would say, going back, that's a great question. I can definitely resonation of the higher ego vulnerability person. I think lots and lots of fear shaped my approach to myself, to my work, sports, and even relationships. That over time, that I would tell that person that it will be different. It can be different. Although I really believe the things that we brought up and unearthed, so to speak, are new and different. There wasn't anybody back then that could have told me that.
Right.
You know, that this ego stuff is just, to me, extremely pervasive, extremely profound. It has its way. It works its way into our lives so much. I used to tell my students, watch television over the next week. See how many times you see the word ego come up in any context. Any context, and it will. It'll come up 5 to 10 times because it's just a large piece of who we are, and what happens. But again, fear. I think would have, I probably told myself, you don't need to be as afraid as you are.
Mm-hmm. Fear and worry. Amen to that. Release, release, release. Thank you for your honest answers. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I am interviewing Linda and Nick Martin. You can connect with them at egoandspirit.info. Stay right there. We're going to be right back.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Dare
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
You're not bad. You're not selfish. You're not ugly.
This is Dare to Dream Radio. So, Linda and Nick, I will ask you here, what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I think that we're just trying to work toward bringing this message, the vision and message of ego and spirit, of ego spiritualism, to light so that people can work with it and understand it and use it in their lives so that they can live the best life that they were here and meant to live.
I think our message that we have is to help each and every person that we can to heal what they need to heal within them. And as each and every one of us heals what needs to be healed within us, it does eventually affect the collective whole. So individually, we must start to heal, to find peace within ourselves so that we can extend out to the collective consciousness, and peace will someday be known.
You know, you have something that most people dream about, which is a long-lasting, committed relationship, love, romantic, and work relationship. Mm-hmm. So what is the one ritual or practice you can offer us that keeps you so grounded in yourself you can show up for what you have in the contract you have together?
Mm-hmm. And I think big part of it is making time for each other and, you know, not letting life just go by. And that can easily happen, which we know when we were raising our children when they were young and growing and you're so busy and active. But, you know, as they got to the place where they didn't need us 24/7, was making that time for each other. So we do literally schedule our time, you know, that we're going to have this day to be together. And you know, so we make ourselves a priority when, you know, as we move through life. It's on our calendar, you know, each week. This is Linda and Nick time.
That's awesome. And Nick, what's the most important thing you've learned this year?
I've learned the importance of kind of connecting all of the things that we're doing with each other. This is more about working on getting ourselves out more so than we put together what we think is a foundation that we want to share, and now we're learning and understanding the process of sharing this with the world and doing so in a way that we hope can be relatively intelligent and helpful.
Well, thank you both so much for being who you be, writing these beautiful books full of wisdom, and for inspiring us today on Dare to Dream.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your program today.
Thank you, Debbie. We truly enjoyed our time with you.
Yeah, I enjoyed you both so much. And folks, if you want to learn more about them, go to www.egoandspirit.info. Again, they're in Pennsylvania. I end today's show with this quote, "Only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, a victim into a victory." Is it time for you to become a best-selling author? Time to learn how to get booked on radio and get big results? Then go to mybestsellerbook.com. The reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is because your messaging is off. I help you sell out and have a waiting list by using media just when I show you how to message yourself correctly. Become a best-selling author and understand PR and media for a successful business now. TheMediaMasteryRadio.com and my bestsellerbook.com programs, Boost Your Business and Message. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget.